Good to see you again. I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
Yeah, is it your birthday? Happy birthday.
What is it? It was yesterday. Yeah, I got voted out on my birthday.
Oh
But thank you.
my
Yes. Yeah, I got voted out on my birthday. Turned 52 and you get voted out as survivor. That sucks.
I know, Colby, but I will say, listen, when I posted our preseason interview from Fiji, people came out of that so excited, the most excited to see you excited for the game. And I know this wasn't like necessarily the way we wanted to end, but how are you feeling today? Is there a sense of closure there at all?
I remember that interview, Sharon. I remember that because you got me emotional when we were talking. It was impactful, and I was ready. I remember, I remember everything about that interview talking to you that day, and I think you would agree. I was in the right mindset. I was ready to go,
You were.
and I made the most of this experience in every aspect, everything I could control. I maximized. I feel like I did. And as a result, no regrets. You hate to leave the game at any point unless it's at the end. You hate to not make the jury. That stinks. But there's only so much you can control. And there's
Exactly.
always a degree of luck involved in Survivor. We all knew that when we signed up. So that's just part of the game. You catch some breaks and then you lose some breaks. I'd caught a couple. I lost more than I caught. The results are what they are, but it's very rare to get an opportunity to go out at tribal council the way I did. It's very rare that you're not blindsided or things aren't so tense or frenetic that you just don't get the opportunity. Or Probst doesn't give you the platform. And so I feel very, very fortunate, very blessed that the situation worked out the way it did, where I knew I was going home. Everyone there knew I was going home. And so at the point at which Probst realized I was going home, he gave not just me, but also Ceree and Coach. And it was neat having them there, two really
Yep.
old school players who've been on this journey almost as long as I have. And it's impacted their life. Got a great text from, well, I've talked to both of them multiple times, but got a late night text from Ceree last night. And she said, "I was feeling exactly the same way you were about
Wow.
everything you said." And that's the truth. That's just not her texting me that. And Coach felt the same is and I know they would love if they get voted out at some point to have that same opportunity because we're so grateful. All of us are. Those of us that have been around, and it just takes a long time, Sharon. It takes a long time to be able to put it into perspective and truly get the vastness of the gift we've been given. And I've had that time. And so I'm not going to squander it and exit in a foolish manner. That was it.
Yeah, it was emotional, Colby. I was tearing up. It was sad because I didn't like you going out the way that you did in terms of your injury, but at the same time, it did feel really full circle. And like you said, you got joy out of the experience, which I think was super important. But and I know you talked a little bit about this today, but how bad was that injury? It was pretty bad, right?
Yeah, well, and you wait, I gotta push back here, Sharon, because you
Okay.
said you went out because of your injury. I think the injury was twofold. It was ligament damage, but then worse than that was an infection that got introduced to my foot
Oh.
somehow. We don't know how, some kind of puncture wound. The staph infection was far worse than the ligament damage. That probably would have taken me out. So you're not wrong. However, I got targeted and taken out because I didn't have a vote and I didn't have a shot in the dark. And
Yep.
strategically, I know Ceree well enough to know that is her smartest move. It's D's smartest move. Emily's, why not? You've got a sure thing in taking me out versus Coach, where, and worse than that, because I was playing with Coach, if they take Coach out tonight, and then I get evac tomorrow because of my infection. Now, Stephanie and Genevieve and the other players, I didn't realize at the time Genevieve was getting voted out, but we were playing with her, Joe and Jonathan. There were other players on the beach we were playing with. Then it hurts them even worse because they have fewer. If Coach gets taken out tonight, I get taken out tomorrow night, or taken out medical evacuation. And so you know, I had to weigh all that stuff, but there just weren't a lot of moves left in the toolbox at the point I was at. And again, that's just the way this game goes.
Yeah, it's such a weird thing to pitch to. I think your pitch was good. You know, did you think, okay, should I pitch D at least, or one of them? Like, I am going to get medevac, so just keep me here.
Well, so it might have been different if D hadn't won immunity. D might have been somebody we could, you know, coach and Sari maybe. But again, it was so tough when you don't. It's very tough to scramble and bargain when you don't have a chip on the poker table.
Yeah.
Meaning I don't have a vote, because nobody cares. They're like, dude, you don't even have a voice in this. You don't have a vote. You have nothing to offer. You have nothing to offer. So what I offered to D on the beach was literally all I could tell her, which was, you know, let me get the tribe together, or the people I'm working with, pull them together. And with you standing there, I'll tell them flat out that you saved me. That was really the only chip I had, because I didn't have a vote. And so, and Emily, we knew she was locked in with Christian and Devins and some other players. Emily was a no-go, and I had no relationship with Emily. I hadn't visited with her. She was going to see right through it. If I all of a sudden tried, you know, to appeal to Emily, she's smart enough. She wasn't going to buy it for a second. So I just didn't feel like, maybe you ask a smarter player and they have some better suggestions for me, but I didn't feel like I had that many moves to make. I really didn't. And it wasn't me waving the white flag because of the injury, because even if I make it one more day, I get on the jury, and then I can at least impact the vote, and I can impact or possibly influence the other players in the jury. So I wanted to make the jury. So I wasn't waving the white flag with regard to the injury. I just didn't have any moves on the chessboard.
Yeah. Yeah. Q had told me, and tell me if this is true or not, that you guys had planned on maybe throwing on old Vatu, throwing a challenge to get out Aubrey and getting your vote back.
That's accurate. We, and I don't mean just talked about it. We planned it out. Q had the idea, and I first thought, I can't believe I'm hearing this. And he didn't have a vote. I didn't have a vote. Genevieve was in our group. We were tight. And so I brought Genevieve in. He told Genevieve the plan, and I needed her brilliant mind to run the numbers. I needed in her head for her to weigh the risk and reward and let me know, is this a good idea? Should we do that? I don't know. And Genevieve said, look, there's a world in which this works. This really works. We've got the numbers. And man, do we regret not doing it. The whole game changes. The whole dynamic changes. If we throw a challenge early, we had the numbers, and we take out either Aubrey or
Angelina.
Thank you. And we also knew, Sharon, that Aubrey had an idol. Even though we didn't find it in her bag, we knew she had one. So our goal was to flush, so go to tribal, not only vote someone out, but also flush the idol. And if we could have done that, it would have changed the complete dynamic of the game. We also tried that. Q wouldn't have known this, but my tribe at Vatu, Kalo Beach, had many conversations about throwing a challenge so I could get my vote back. And this was with Joe, Coach, Chrissy, Genevieve, and myself, right? And then the only other two on the beach are Tiffany and Aubrey. Once again, we're either going to go after Aubrey or go after Tiffany, but there was a vote there in the last immunity. If we had thrown the immunity, we could have split the votes, even with me not having a vote. We knew Tiffany and Aubrey were going to vote for Genevieve. We could have split two votes on Tiffany, two votes on Aubrey, flush the idol, and then vote out one of those girls, one of those ladies. And then Tiffany ends up having an incredible challenge. She did that rope twist and was a killer in that. So she was actually really impressive. But again, woulda, coulda, shoulda. You know, we talked about it, and it's easy to talk about. It's more difficult to execute. In Joe's defense, I will say this. You saw Joe in that challenge struggling on the swimming portion. He was the last one to his platform last week. That wasn't Joe struggling. That was Joe pulling back, giving the other tribes, because we were still in discussions about throwing the challenge. I sat out of the challenge. Chrissy sat out of the challenge because we really didn't want to win. And so Joe pulled back, let the other teams get ahead. And it wasn't until the very end where Joe's pride took over. And he's like, man, I'm not going to catch shit from my buddies back in the firehouse. I got to win this thing. And so he threw that beanbag up there. But we might have been able to pull something off on that one if we'd been
Damn.
able to throw that challenge.
So many little things that could happen. Yeah, so what do you make of, you had a really solid group. You know, Sari said you were the head of the snake. Do you think that's fair to say? Did you have a solid group at the merge?
I had a very solid group throughout the entire game. I don't know that I was the head of the snake, but I had a lot of players I was playing with and in good shape with. A lot of different players that a lot of people
Yeah.
wouldn't suspect, which I'm proud of. Like Genevieve's a new era player, Rizzo, Kyle was as well, Q. And so I wasn't just honed in on playing with the old school. That's kind of ridiculous. If you're that close-minded to go into a game like this, you're not going to do very well. And so I enjoyed playing the game with different people and had a lot of friends, but clearly not enough because I didn't have any other than Coach when we landed. Well, I'm
That,
friends
you know,
with
it's a luck.
Ceree, but she's a player. I've got to respect the gameplay, and she made the exact move. If I was in Ceree's shoes, I would have done the same thing,
Yeah. I know you got to wrap soon to Colby, but I know Survivor's probably you're closing that chapter, but are you open to TV even, something else in the future?
I don't, it would, you never say never about TV. Survivor, I can't imagine going back again. I can't imagine them ever inviting me back again. Four's enough. Four's enough because the torch needs to be passed to the younger generation of players. It doesn't just have to be New Era, but there are a whole lot of players younger than me that deserve a shot at going back and playing again that would love to go. As far as TV goes, it just would have to be, I did that for a long time. And I also enjoyed that chapter of my life, which was separate from Survivor. But I closed the chapter on TV a while back, and it would have to be an incredibly unique and special opportunity because I love what I do here in Austin. I love my family, and I don't want to disrupt that. And going back to Survivor was a big ask, being gone for 5
I
weeks,
imagine, yeah.
both from work and also from my loved ones. That was a lot of grace shown to me to allow me to go do this one more time. So I don't want to push it too far. I don't want
That's
to
fair.
ask for too much because at some point the answer is going to be no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, listen, Colby, it was so nice meeting you. I loved watching your journey. It got
Thank you.
me, it really felt full circle in a lot of ways. And so I appreciate you chatting today. And yeah.
Thanks, Sharon. Great to
All
chat with you
right.
again.
Happy
Thank you.
birthday and have a good one.